Six stops in a single day, two caravans of Oklahoma Farm Bureau leaders, along with state lawmakers and even school administrators, involved in telling more about their opposition for State Question 744. Jack Sherry is the president of the school board in Holdenville, Oklahoma. He says if 744 is passed, it simply means that Common Education will get a lot more money without any sort of a real game plan.
Two of the biggest complaints of State Question 744 is that there's no guarantee of where this money will actually go. No one knows if any part is earmarked for books or computers for the classroom, or to raise teacher pay, or maybe more importantly, to pay for more teachers, which is all important in raising education levels. There's certainly nothing specific to address the administrative nightmare of education. For example, Oklahoma, which is so poorly funded, has 10 times as many superintendents as California. Before more money should be thrown into this ship, the Oklahoma education system will have to be reformed, and administration is the best place to start.
One of the folks speaking at the Tulsa stop on this caravan against State Question 744 was the superintendent of Ripley Schools, Dr. Kenny Beams. He worries about the possibility of rural consolidation being demanded to help pay for some of the overhead created by State Question 744.
Wanted to bring you a little different perspective from an administrator, Oklahoma Rural School Superintendent. I believe that the one thing that has not been mentioned much about State Question 744 is the potential for consolidation. Not just any type of consolidation, but a very irrational, illogical, knee-jerk reaction type of consolidation, not only with school administrators, but more importantly, with schools themselves. There's only a few ways to generate that kind of revenue to pay for State Question 744. And although I would love for everyone to prioritize at the top of their list, education, K through 12, I think timing is everything, and this is just the wrong time. And certainly it's a bill or a question that many of us can't support. And I, too, am pleased at the work that our state legislators do each and every year, that Oklahoma Farm Bureau does each and every year. We thank them and really appreciate that.
The president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Mike Spradlin, of course, Farm Bureau sponsoring this six-stop caravan campaigning against State Question 744. Mike Spradlin wanted everybody to understand Farm Bureau in favor of education, but not in favor of dramatically increasing common education funding through this constitutional amendment.
I want to be perfectly clear that Farm Bureau certainly is not in opposition to education by any means. The things we are really concerned about, though, is how this will be funded. And certainly Oklahoma Farm Bureau for years have had priority issues, and one of those priority issues that certainly our members have said year after year is to be certain that we protect our sales tax exemption. That's certainly one of the things that we could see come under attack if 744 were to pass.
Mike Spradlin from Tulsa County, the president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, one of many agricultural groups in opposition to State Question 744. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.